Is it fair to say, as some have been saying, that Republican presidential candidates Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich would not be heading into tomorrow's Super Tuesday if not for the super PACs backing them? This is the first test of the super PACs in a presidential race. You remember these organizations were cleared to spend unlimited amounts of cash on candidates by that 2010 Supreme Court decision. And according to the LA Times, super PACs have now spent a total of $70 million on the presidential campaigns. So if you live in one of the 10 Super Tuesday states, there's a good chance you're seeing that Super PAC money on your TV screen. We wondered, what are the PACs paying for? Here and Now media analyst John Carroll joins us. And John, start first with the question. Newt Gingrich, backed by Sheldon Adelson and the Winning Our Future Fund, Rick Santorum by Foster Fries and the Red, White, and Blue Fund, would those candidates be here without that outside support?
Absolutely not. There are two things that have driven this GOP presidential primary. One is the televised debates. Those are over now. So they've had their effect. They've kept a number of candidacies afloat that wouldn't be here otherwise. The other is the super PACs. Newt Gingrich has virtually no money and has very little campaign organization. Same for Rick Santorum. If these billionaires weren't keeping them afloat, they would have disappeared by now. And that's one of the interesting things about this presidential primary race.
By the way, Ron Paul, we didn't mention mentioning the candidates that might not be here. He seems to not be depending as much on a super PAC. He seems to have some backing.
He gets his money from online money bombs, and he's been the one who's spent more proportionally than the super PACs have. Romney's super PAC has outspent him 2 or 3 to 1, and the same is true at this point of Winning Our Future for Newt Gingrich.
Let's take a look at what's happening out there. The Romney Super PAC Restore Our Future has spent more than $25 million on TV ads. This is compared to the campaign, which has pretty full coffers, you know, but
right.
has just
I had full coffers.
Well, but still, compared to the other candidates, the campaign has spent $14 million. And in this go-around, the Super PAC is repeating an attack theme on Rick Santorum that he isn't a true conservative based on his voting while a Pennsylvania senator. Let's listen.
In a single session, Santorum co-sponsored 51 bills to increase spending and zero to cut spending. Santorum even voted to raise his own pay and joined Hillary Clinton to let convicted felons vote.
And John, Carol, you can add to that the fact that in the recent debate, Rick Santorum said, well, you know, sometimes you have to go along. And that's actually showed up in an ad, too, him saying that. So this is how the Romney super PAC is looking to attack Rick Santorum.
Right. Romney can't convince the public that he's a real conservative. So what he's trying to do is convince them that Santorum is not a real conservative, fiscally and obviously he is socially. And let's just stipulate, as they say on Law and Order, that the truth is a first casualty of advertising campaigns on the political front. But I think that Romney's whole strategy has been to tear down the opposition because he seems incapable of increasing his base. And so what he's doing is trying to erode the base of his opponents so that he'll become sort of the default candidate of the GOP.
Well, and then you mentioned the truth, and Newt Gingrich has been pounding out his theory this weekend that he doesn't feel that Romney tells the truth. Here's the super PAC that backs Newt Gingrich with their ad, Time to Choose, targeting Romney. This is from the Winning Our Future pro-Gingrich super PAC.
Newt is the only one who understands what we're going through today.
We're looking at $5 or $6 gas. Romney's not the type to pump his own gas.
Newt's got a plan for American-made energy.
More American jobs.
Get the government out of the way.
Newt's for paychecks, not food stamps.
Newt's my man. There's no doubt about it.
And interesting, John Carroll, this doesn't bash Romney as much as it does boost Gingrich.
Yeah, although it does introduce a new yardstick, which is sort of the self-serve index. Which candidate is more likely to pump his own gas? I always liked the shotgun index, which was who would you rather drive cross-country with? But I think the self-serve index could be a good one. And this is all about how Romney doesn't understand the average person, and Newt does.
Well, and as we've been seeing for months now, it's nothing new, but it seems to be increasing. For Newt Gingrich, this has become personal.
Absolutely. This is the worldwide revenge tour for Gingrich, and he's still steaming over what happened to him and what the pro-Romney super PAC did to him in Iowa and Florida. I mean, they completely dismantled him. And so he is looking at this and thinking, if I can't have it, I don't want Romney to have it either. And I think he has no reasonable prospect at this point of becoming the nominee. He just doesn't want Mitt Romney to become the nominee.
Okay, we've got Rick Santorum's Red, White, and Blue Fund. Again, the super PAC that backs him. Its ads are focused mainly on Mitt Romney. Let's listen.
Mitt created RomneyCare, the blueprint for Obamacare. And just like Obama, Romney left Massachusetts $1 billion in debt. Who can win? Rick Santorum. His bold plan will create jobs and cut spending.
It just, I don't know, it does it feel a little like wallpaper?
Absolutely. They all blur into the same thing. So it's just one long sort of din at this point for most of the states that are really swing states that are up for grabs.
Well, let's add one more. the Ron Paul campaign. Again, this is not from his super PAC. One of his super PACs is called Endorse Liberty, but this is from the campaign. It goes after all the other candidates with his three-of-a-kind ad.
One is a serial hypocrite who lobbied for Freddie Mac. Another, a counterfeit conservative. Finally, a flip-flopper who's been on all sides.
I'm presuming that the pictures identify who's there.
Yeah, if you're keeping score at home, the serial hypocrite is Newt Gingrich, the counterfeit conservative is Rick Santorum, and the flip-flopper is Mitt Romney.
But we were just saying, John Carroll, how much do these matter? You know, we keep hearing that this is the age of social media and these are TV ads.
25% of people say they get information online, but 36% from cable news, 32% from local TV, 26% from network news, and commercials, 72%.
Well, we've been told that this is the year of social media. So how many people are depending on social media to learn about campaigns?
Social media, what you've got is 2% on Twitter, 3% on YouTube, 6% on Facebook.
Wow.
I mean, this is from a recent survey.
Of potential voters.
Pew survey. So in many ways, the image of social media is out of proportion to the actuality of social media in this campaign.
Here and Now media analyst John Carroll. You can find his blog, Campaign Outsider, at hereandnow.org. John, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.